Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. From the kid born in Racine, Wisconsin, and who made it all the way to the Mecca of New York City. That was jazz bassist Gerald Cannon with the 2017 tune Combinations to begin this brand new hour of Neon Jazz together. So during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, Gerald talked about how this newest jazz creation came about. Have a listen.
I just wanted to do a record that, you know, people could listen to and pat their feet to and really enjoy and not have to think so much, but, you know, feel more than anything. I didn't want it to be too complicated, you know.
Sure.
I just wanted to feel really, really good.
So in the beginning, Gerald's initial inspiration was his father, Benjamin, who was a guitarist and bought him his first electric bass at the age of 10. From there, he would go on to the University of Wisconsin at La Crosse, where he would meet jazz great Milt Hinton. This meeting not only changed Gerald's major in college from physical education to music, it also changed the rest of his life. At 28, he arrived in New York City and immediately began earning his living playing bass in the subway and jamming at the Blue Note with renowned musicians Russell Malone and many others like Justin Robinson. From there, prestigious gigs arose at Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers, Dexter Gordon, Cedar Walton, Billy Higgins, Jimmy Smith, Little Jimmy Scott, Eddie Harris, Bunky Green, and so many others. But at the end of the day, Gerald carries the knowledge passed on to him by legendary bassists Ray Brown, Sam Jones, Ron Carter, and Buster Williams, and continues the legacy by conducting master classes throughout the United States and Europe. He's always busy, always fresh, always learning, and making the jazz world bigger and better. And that is Gerald's way. With that, welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town full of jazz masters. On the bass, from Bob Bowman to Gerald Spates, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, giving you the rhythm you need to tie all your jazz dreams together, baby. So as we mentioned, the dean of bass playing, Mr. Milt Hinton, changed Gerald's life for good. And as we slip into the tune TNT, that's what he was, with the Leonard Feathered Orchestra, let's listen to Gerald talk about the great Milt Hinton.
That was like the turning point in my life, because I went to the University of Wisconsin La Crosse to be a gym teacher and to play basketball for them, because I was kind of a jock in high school. I just took double bass, acoustic bass, as an elective, because I was going to be, like I said, I was going to be a gym teacher. So, you know, I've always been interested in the upright bass ever since I could remember, and I got the opportunity to just take it as an elective, and my teacher, Linda Brewer, thought I was pretty good at it. You know, she said, hey, you know, there's this guy in town, his name is Milt Hinton for the jazz stuff. I want you to come and hear him and meet him. So I went to see Milt Hinton play, and it just blew me away. Thank you. listen to the best in jazz from Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino, Gerald Cannon. Thank you very much.
That was saxophonist, multi-instrumentalist, educator, producer, and composer Danny Janklow with the tune Gemini Vibe off the 2017 CD Elevation. So his music is spreading around the globe, and his live performances are called emotionally charged and vibrant celebrations. And that leaves listeners always wanting more. He's right out of Tarzana, California, and he got his first saxophone at the age of 11. His life would soon change when he was introduced to the sounds of Charlie Parker, Cannonball Adderley, and John Coltrane, like so many others. Just 2 years later, at high school, he was recognized by the Wynton Marsalis and the Lincoln Jazz Orchestra as the first ever triple instrument outstanding soloist on tenor sax, flute, and clarinet. He would go on to see the world. From jazz saxophonist, composer, and bandleader Charlie Barnett, joined by his quartet, this is the 1960 tune, It's Only a Paper Moon. So be careful with those lunar matches, kids. Off the LP Jazz Oasis on this moon-living hour of Neon Jazz.
Pianist Charles Williams of Kansas City, Missouri, and you're listening to the Neon Jazz Show with Joe Dimino. Thank you.
That was the great jazz saxophonist George Coleman with the tune Low Joe off the 2010 CD Amsterdam Day. For all the good he's done over his long career in jazz, he is really known for his work with Miles Davis and Herbie Hancock in the 60s. This cat out of Memphis, Tennessee, was taught how to play the alto sax in his teens by his older brother, Lucian Adams. And by 2015, he was an NEA jazz master. And during my interview with Gerald, he talked about finally arriving in New York City and how he was blown away. This is one of my favorite stories. He actually saw George live. Have a listen to him talk about it.
I was coming from Racine, Wisconsin. Oh, my God. It was like, it's funny. I've always wanted to live in New York. You know, even when I was a kid, the first book I read was The Lords of Flatbush when I was about 12. And I was like, I want to live in New York. That was such an exciting time. Oh, my God. But the first band that I saw was George Coleman and Ron Carter. And I was just like, I got so overwhelmed, I fainted.
Wow.
I had to go outside and I fainted right on the street. It was like, I was just, I used to go to Chicago all the time for the jazz showcase to see all the guys coming in. But just to be in the city and the excitement and the energy. Plus, you know, back then it was different. I mean, right away I got connected with a few guys that had just got to town and we were just hitting every jam session.
Off their debut 2017 CD, Repetitions, this is a great band known as EABS with the song Waltzing Beyond, the song on the day the world ends, as we keep the jazz world spinning here on Neon Jazz.
We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Ernesto Cervini from Toronto, Canada. I'm a drummer. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was Canadian pianist, keyboardist, and composer now residing in New York City, Jamie Reynolds, joined by his trio with the 2017 tune Good Help off the CD Grey Mirror. He graduated with honors from the University of Toronto in 2004, then moved to New York City in 2005 when he was awarded multiple Canadian Council grants to study privately with Fred Hirsch and Craig Taborn. Man, that's a good one there. Along with performing and recording, he is a faculty member at the 92nd Street Y School of Music, where he teaches jazz piano, theory, and composition. Let's dig some of that sound from jazz guitar legend Kenny Burrell. This is the tune Make Someone Happy off the 1972 LP Round Midnight, as this timeless hour of neon jazz moves on, kids. Thank you.
Hello, this is Greg Osby for Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was the brilliant modern-day jazz trumpeter Jonathan Finlayson, joined by the Sicilian Defense with the 2016 tune Flank and Center off the CD Moving Still. This album is very eagerly awaited, a follow-up to the 2013 album Moment and The Message. So he was named the number one rising star on the trumpet in the 2014 Downbeat Critics Poll and has been a member of alto saxophonist Steve Coleman's Five Elements for over 15 years. He's shared the stage with the likes of Steve Lehman, Mary Halverson, and Henry Threadgill, along with many others. We're going to get a bit of the old school on this next cut from Orrin Tucker and his orchestra, joined by Wee Bonnie Baker. This is the 1958 song, I Need a Little Lovin' Right Now, off the LP Remember When, as we keep the memory line moving here on this hour of jazz coming slowly to a close.
I need loving, oh, that's what I crave. I need some loving, I just can't behave. I want some sweetie dear that I can call my own. I'm mighty tired waiting here all alone. I need a little petting deep in your arms, oh, a long cuddle and how. But you make me hesitate, no honey, hurry, it's getting late. I need a little loving right now. Deep in your arms, oh, along the guttle and how. But you make me hesitate, oh, honey, hurry, it's getting late. I need a little loving right now. I'm alone, all alone. Won't someone please take me in hand? Lead me to that promised land. I need a little loving right now.
How about some more neon jazz?
Do it!
We'll be right back. That was jazz bassist Matt Brewer right out of Oklahoma City with the 2014 song Free off the CD Mythology. So he actually spent most of his youth in Albuquerque, New Mexico, where his mother was an avid music lover and a radio DJ. So since the bass is on our mind and it's been a theme throughout this hour, let's leave with one of the best ever. This is double bassist Paul Chambers. This is the tune Whims of Chambers off the 2013 CD The Jazz Collection. So thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a double agent full of bass, engineer by day and radio DJ during pockets of time during select days, the Neon Beats Mr. John Christopher.
Well, I think that went pretty well.
Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. We always love to hear from you. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time. Enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Thank you.